afternoon. You're listening to A Progressive Life, and I'm Glenn Coble, and we've got our special guest on again this week, Dr. Feynman. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. I just hit the wrong button there for a second, but yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Did you see my pictures of you and my puppy on my...
Yes, adorable dog. Sorry about the loss.
That's all right. I thought I'd put her on there just so that people have asked me about her, and unfortunately she passed, but I just thought I'd throw up her there one time. Hey, now, if you've been listening at all to the show this morning, I have bunches of things to talk about today.
Great.
There have been a lot of things going on in our world, and many of them have to do with politics. Let me go to the very first thing, all right? Do you think that the big lie is going to be the litmus test for Republicans all year till 2022? Do you think we're going to continue to say that Trump was elected as president and Biden is falsely there?
I think that's the death knell of the Republican Party. They don't drop that. I just wrote about it now, and I sent it to you, a messenger. I said Republican Party survival only possible long-term for those who reject the big lie of Donald Trump. So I said the future of the Republican Party that's going to survive has to be in the hands of people like Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, who's a congressman from Illinois, and Lisa Murkowski, or else the need for a new conservative mainstream party is an urgency.
Do you think that's a realistic expectation? Now, it's not going to happen this week, but let's say by the end of the summer, do you think it's a realistic possibility that there will be a switch over like that?
Not that soon, unfortunately. Okay. I think they'll have to face a disaster in 2022 to wake up, and I think they will. I think the likelihood, it seems to me, of the Republican Party not gaining control of either House, even though the party in the White House is the opposition party, is probably going to happen, because I cannot imagine that there's going to be enough people going to tolerate this by November 2022. And I do think that it's a tragedy in the making of the party of Lincoln, T.R., Eisenhower, Reagan, and the Bushes.
Now, yesterday, I was, for the very first time in a year, I was able to go watch my granddaughter run track.
Oh, how old is she?
17.
Wow.
And she just does it for fun. Her dad was a very, very fine middle distancer for Ohio University, but she's not going to be there, but she looks good when she runs. She's got a nice stance. But anyway, we went there, and Christopher and his mother and I, and usually it's Christopher and his mother, argue about politics the whole time we were there, unless Elise.
This is your son who lives near you, right?
I'm sorry?
This is your son who lives near you.
Yes, yes.
And so what do they argue about? Who takes what side?
They really don't argue. They both agree, so constantly agreeing. Yesterday, they were talking that they didn't really understand, and I agreed with him, why do you not see the nose on the end of your face? What's happened to the Republican Party that so many of them do not see the honest truth? I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yes, so I gather they're on the liberal side, generally.
Oh, by far. There's me, I'm on the left, then there's my son, who's on the extreme left, and my wife, who's a communist. So, yes, they're very far left.
Yes, what about your son in California?
He's very quiet.
But is he more moderate?
He's like I am. He's kind of a moderate lefter.
And what about you? You also have a daughter, right?
Yes, and she lives with a husband who is, if he didn't have my daughter as his wife, he would be a Trumpite. But since he does, he moderates himself.
Ooh. My my gosh. To me, it's an authoritarian bent. It's very dangerous. As I said, worship of a man is dangerous and reminds us of Benito Mussolini and fascist Italy, Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany, and Joseph Stalin and the Soviet Union. And also, we can add Mao Zedong and People's Republic of China. It's crazy. Anybody backing him now is spoiled goods. Only inciting, as I say, division that endangers domestic tranquility, and it's a direct threat for civil disorder. It's just crazy.
Do you really think it's worship of the man? And why would anybody worship that guy who lied all the time?
Because I think they think that's the only way to keep control. Well, actually, they're not in control right now. The only way to regain control. But I think it's a disaster. So I'm saying, go right ahead, walk off the plank into the abyss. I just don't see them winning control of either house next time.
I hope you're right. But okay, I'm going to get right into Florida politics.
Yes,
Charlie Crist running for Florida governor. Is that a happening thing?
He was a Republican governor when he was in office from 2007 to 2011.
He's more moderate.
So he was better than Jeb Bush and far better than Rick Scott and much, much better than Ron DeSantis. I wouldn't say, I didn't vote for him but at the time, but I think he's reasonable and decent, and he has become a Democrat. There's also Nikki Fried, the agriculture commissioner, who may run, and Val Demings, the African-American congresswoman, former Orlando police chief, who either will run for that, it seems, or for the Senate seat. I'm actually thinking she probably should run for the Senate seat against Marco Rubio, if I had my way. But those are the three people that might all contest each other in a primary.
Well, she was asked about that, which was she going to run for, and she said yes.
Which she didn't answer.
She isn't really sure.
Yeah.
And I think she's a phenomenal lady.
Val Demings, yes.
Yeah, when she first came out, I thought, just another a cop trying to move up. But no, she's a smart lady.
Well, I think it's an interesting combination, though, for Florida. Florida's three states. There's South Florida, which is the northeastern part of the United States.
That's where you are.
Where I am and where I'm from. The Central Florida is from the Midwest, and North Florida is Alabama and Georgia.
Really? Up in the Panhandle?
Even where they speak. So I'm wondering, can an African-American woman, although we already had an African-American man run for governor and come close to defeating Ron DeSantis, but can an African-American woman win the governorship? I'm not sure. Can a Jewish woman, Nikki Fried from South Florida, win it? I don't know. Crist, of course, is not either of those. He's a male, and he's not Jewish. He's not black.
He's been
governor in the past, and he's also been state education commissioner, a few other jobs over the years. He's been around a long time. I just don't know what the best choice is as far as to go against DeSantis. But to me, DeSantis is a mini Donald Trump. Do you know, I was so annoyed when he signed one of these crazy bills that he's signing. Yeah. Some of them are really unconstitutional. What does he do after? He shows it to everybody, just like Trump does.
Yeah.
It's like show and tell. See, I'm signing, and he shows it. No other politician does that.
Why
are you doing what Trump does? You look like a child.
Like
his son instead of a man. I'm just annoyed by people having to say, see, and show the signature. That never used to happen with any president. There's no need for that. And it's just crazy. It really is. And Joe Biden doesn't do that. He signs it, that's it. He doesn't show it to everybody.
No, he puts it over on the other side of the desk and walks out.
His name may be Ron, but I'm not a fan of this Ron.
Oh, my. All right, let's jump.
Also, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is another horrible politician, Senator Johnson. He's really crazy also. So Rons are not doing too well right now.
All right, Ron.
Those two Rons. I'm not talking about myself.
I did notice that COVID deaths are down by one-fifth of the... They're down to one-fifth of the high point, which was last winter, which was when Mr. Trump was in charge. But for some reason or other, nobody's giving... They're trying to take the credit and give it to Trump for doing that. He's the guy that got the vaccine done. He wouldn't know which end of a vaccine to put in the arm, so I'm not sure that he had anything. Oh, he did... I will give him credit for saying, pick up the speed. But the reason why he was telling him to speed everything up is he wanted it done while he was still in office.
Of course. No, I think he gets too much credit. And I have to say, by the way, I was listening to the comments about Giuliani. I don't think Giuliani is a genius. I don't think his being mayor in 9/11 means anything. Of course he walked the streets after, and of course he went to funerals. That any mayor would have done. I don't think that I think he gets too much credit. I would not give him that much credit. And I think he's a criminal, and I don't think what he did in the past is going to help him in the future. I really don't think so.
Well, you should have heard our conversation after we got off the air on that.
What was it? What was being said after? Because I was saying, no, I don't agree with you, Scott.
Well, basically, Scott continued, you know, he's struggling to find a fault with Giuliani, and I basically told him he's a criminal and he's corrupt, you know, isn't that enough? Well, but what he did for New York during 9/11, well, he did what he had to do.
Yeah, what he had to do. Oh. In fact, you know, that's one reason he doesn't like Joe Biden, because Joe Biden later, when Giuliani was for a while a front runner in 2007 for the 2008 nomination, he didn't get it, but he was seen as more, quote, liberal. Joe Biden then made a comment about, when you think about Giuliani, what do you think about 9/11 and what else? And he laughed. So I think he hates Biden for that, because really, what is Giuliani known for? Not very much. He really, I think, is tremendously overrated.
Okay. The black stuff running out of his hair didn't help him any either.
No, and it's obvious that he was involved in illegal events with Ukraine, and it's no way to defend that. There was no way to defend that, and he just was trying to get goods on Hunter Biden when his own record. And by the way, the mention about his wife, he's had three wives. I don't know whether Scott is aware of that. Three wives.
He
couldn't stay with any of them. So I think now he has a fourth wife, or he's been divorced three times. Even Trump has only been divorced twice.
But you don't know how many women he's. Well, never mind.
Well, we know that incident with that he was involved in a setup that he didn't realize, where he had his hand in his pants and all that with that young woman. I mean, come on, the guy is a real leech. He really is.
You know, my wife and I have had long talks about how there are men that believe that there's only one thing that's important in the world, and that's how many girls you've slept with.
Yeah.
And you'd think you'd grow out of that. But
he's in his late 70s, you've got to realize. It's time to have some maturity and act in a decent way, but he's not a decent person. I don't think he is.
No, I don't either. Okay, here's one that is getting a little controversial. Biden's approval rating, as far as immigration goes, is not great. And he has decided that he is going to raise the immigration cap to 62,500 individuals.
Which is what it was, I think.
Yeah.
At one point, yes.
Trump had dropped it down to 15,000 individuals. Mm-hmm. But the way he did that is he threw everybody in little kid jail. And How is Biden going to get out from under this negative feeling about the immigration status?
Well, one thing that people seem to forget is we are having a birth rate drop. We need more people in this country.
Are we really having a birth rate drop?
Yes, it's sort of the news this morning. You know, fewer people having children. Immigration is the lifeblood of the nation, and we have to stop this anti-immigrant feeling, which has always been part of our history, but immigration has done so much good for this country, and I think we have to get over it. And honestly, there was, I think, four people that have been reunited with their parents. There was one I saw on MSNBC, an 18-year-old who was 15 when he was separated, and it was very emotional, and I'm saying it was absolutely obscene to separate children from their parents. I don't care what the circumstances, you don't do that. And I think that his raising the rate is proper. And if it's not popular, well, you know, you can't be popular on everything. You do what's the right thing to do, and I think it's the right thing to do.
That's absolutely true. Now, immigration is one of those things that people are all concerned that they're going to take their jobs away from them.
No, they're not.
In effect, there aren't that many immigrants that come. I mean, there are millions. What are we, about
31 million as of the census, yeah.
31 million what?
331 million.
Yes, yeah. And you think that a few hundred, let's say even 100,000, let's say that number of 62,500. Let's say you get 70,000 or 700,000 immigrants coming across the border. That's not even 1%. That's not even a third.
The only thing is you have to check to make sure that nobody coming across has a criminal record.
Yeah.
That I understand.
Yeah.
Other than that, you don't pick on children and women and men who simply want a better life. It reminds us of Jewish immigrants who returned back and before World War II on the St. Louis ship. And so many, and that's just one example. But there's so many other cases of people that if they had not been able to come here, they would have lost their lives and they contributed to America. And we have to stop this negative attitude about immigration, because we're all the descendants of immigrants, except the Native Americans, maybe.
I think if you check on it, you will find that every immigrant society that comes to America is hated for a while, and then they are usually loved after that. I mean, the Italians are loved now.
Given to hate is what I'm saying. Ignorance, but that's what we keep on doing.
Yeah, I don't know why we decide that we're going to hate them first, and then after we get to know them, we're going to like them.
Yeah, well, in the 1850s, we had the Know-Nothing, K-N-O-W, the Know-Nothing Party.
Yeah.
It was anti-Irish and German Catholics.
Yeah.
And many people are saying the Republican Party now is the new Know-Nothing Party. And I think it's just like the Know-Nothing Party was a disaster. It didn't last. I don't think that this kind of attitude is going to help the Republican Party. So we may have to destroy the party to start all over. Unless they back decent people. And I'm not saying I love Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
But at least they have principle and they're not willing to stand up for a person who has been impeached twice, who broke the law incessantly, and who, of course, never won the popular vote either time, particularly the last time, the same electoral vote in the opposite direction, but he lost by 7 million votes, and people are really going to believe that he won? And even if Arizona worked out, if they were going to reverse it, that's not going to win the election.
Yeah, and Arizona is trying as hard as they can, but
it's a disgrace.
It's even Arizona, I think people in Arizona are starting to say, wait a minute.
Wasted taxpayer money.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Have you heard? I have not. I've been at the station all morning, so I haven't checked. Have you heard whether the ban was lifted from Trump on social media?
No. Well, it's on Facebook. No, Facebook is keeping the ban, but it's not for good. In the next 6 months, they'll reconsider.
Oh, okay.
See, but it is, for the time being, yes, it is kept.
Is it just me, or do a lot of people feel, thank gosh, we don't have to look at all those tweets all the time?
Yeah, the thing is all these people talking about freedom of speech. Yes, freedom of speech. When somebody's a demagogue who's only out to divide, I say do not allow him to speak that kind of crap every day and divide the country. So there has to be limits on freedom of speech when somebody is using it in a demagogic way.
Yeah, and I understand why you'd be concerned about freedom of speech. I don't want them to shut people down from talking, but when you have the type of platform that our major leaders have, and they don't find a way to control their own language. Sometimes you have to have a little bit of control, you know?
Yeah, I salute Twitter for permanently banning him. It's so much better without him being on Twitter.
Absolutely.
So he's not in the news every day, all the time.
Now, is he permanently banned from Twitter?
Supposedly permanently from Twitter. That's at least what's being said, yes.
Okay, well, I've breathed a breath of fresh air ever since he quit being on all these different social media things, just because I don't want to hate people, you know,
It
seems like every time I saw a tweet that he put out, or
it was hate. Yeah.
It was hate. It had nothing to do with thoughtful process.
He doesn't care about anybody but himself. I don't know why people would back a person like that. People who are not that narcissistic, that they like somebody like him who's narcissistic, they all need psychiatrists and psychologists, because that's a sick way to live.
Yeah. Tell us the way you really think.
I want to tell you that Facebook is very strict about anything you write on there.
Yep.
I don't know. I think I wrote you. I'm not sure if I did that. I was banned for 3 days from making a comment because
no,
I was reacting to someone and what he said and saying he was garbage. The word garbage got me kicked off of being able to make a comment for 3 days. Can you believe that?
That's pretty amazing. Now, if Scott had anything to do with it, the word would be disgrace. He hates anybody to say, well, he's a disgrace.
Well, but I said the word garbage, you know.
Garbage.
And they suddenly say banned for 3 days. And you can't appeal. There's nobody to appeal to.
I'll be darned.
And it was within, I think, 2 or 3 minutes after I typed it. I don't know how they could monitor everything everybody does and react so quickly. I've been banned a few times, so-called Facebook jail. But to me, after that, I say Donald Trump doesn't need to be on Facebook.
Do you suppose that people reported you and that's how you got banned?
Within 2-3 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I
suppose. Well, there's one person, I have a former student who keeps on, attacking and insulting me. So I reacted by, he was saying something I said was garbage. I said, no, you're garbage. He said garbage. I don't know if he got banned, but I got banned for reacting.
Well, it's the way you say garbage. It's from the East.
It's a Northeast accent.
It's kind of annoying. Pretty good.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so he's been held off of Facebook for 6 more months, or at least
up to six more months.
Okay.
And then I have to make a, I have to feel they're going to let him back. I have a feeling. I think Zuckerberg doesn't have the guts to, and his, I'm not a big fan of Zuckerberg either, by the way. I think he's way out of control,
He does have a weak jaw.
Yes, he's very arrogant. But then, what about the news about divorce that we heard this week?
Oh, yes, that's actually two down from where I am right now. What about the divorce? That is so sad to hear that the Gates, Bill and his wife are going to be divorcing.
And now she'll be the second wealthiest woman after the wife of Jeff Bezos. When they got divorced, she got almost half of what he has. Can you imagine that? So we got a couple of very wealthy women that need a husband.
I'm available. I can dump my wife in no time at all for a few $1 million.
I was stunned by that. I guess I never thought of Bill Gates as having a private life.
Yeah, you don't think of those filthy rich people as having a private life.
But you know what's interesting? She divorced him, not the other way.
Oh, really?
After the divorce, I mean, Melinda. And I'm thinking, almost every time when people get, not always, but most of the time, it seems the woman is the one that leaves. I don't know why that is, but the men don't ever leave.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's a good question. Is that true? Is it the majority of time women leave the men?
I think more often, I think men are willing to live with situations. Women are not. And I don't know what, I mean, again, it's stereotyping, so it's not totally true. But it does seem, I know a number of people who have been divorced, and in this case, the wife wanted out.
Well, I think men are more comfortable with having extramarital relationships than women are, and maybe that has something to do with it.
Well, Jeff Bezos, we know, was cheating on his wife. That we know.
Yeah.
In the case of Bill Gates, I have no idea. But I was thinking, was it worth that to cheat since you lost, $100 billion or whatever it is?
Well, they seem
I was
like,
thinking that was an all the expensive affair.
Yeah. They seem like the Gates seem like nice people, both of them.
Yes.
And I hope, and they have said that they're going, it's going to be worked out amiably.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that it won't, because he's a smart man. That's the nice thing about him. He is a smart man.
And yet the people who attack him all the time and claim that he's making money on the pandemic. I don't see that.
Well, there are a lot of people making money on the pandemic. I don't know if he is or not, but I hope... just for all the good that he and his wife have done, and they have done enormous good.
Yes.
I hope they can figure it out. I don't believe that it will be as bad for, what's the term where you give away money? I think that philanthropically, I think they will remain a force, both of them. They may not do it as tightly as they used to do it, but I think they would. Well, I've talked to you about on the air about what my dream of winning the lottery, and it ends up that we have, my wife and I have, after taxes, about $150 million. And I and I give my children $10 million of it to share amongst them. And then my thought is I give my wife $70 and she gives me $70. So we split it anyway. I would guess that those, the Gateses split the money anyway. Wouldn't you think that she, if she wants, has a project, she just goes and does it?
And yes, I think that will continue. But we'll certainly hear about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think that'll continue. I think they're both smart people, and you can understand where it's, I've lived with my wife 51 years, and I can understand it gets a little hard at times.
But why divorce is the question.
Yeah, I don't understand. And they have, don't they have two children?
I think three. I think they have three children. Yeah.
And
they're under 27 because they're married 27 years, so they're in their, I guess they're either teens or 20s, yes.
So my guess is they will stay together for the children. I can't imagine. Neither one, both of them are very intelligent people, and I can't imagine they're just going to dump the kids.
Yeah, you know what is this? We don't really know what they're like in private. Nobody ever knows. But I look at both of them. I've seen them, and I say, what would cause such a split? You know, but of course, how can we know? We don't know.
Well, it would be tough to be filthy rich and constantly having people tell. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it would be tough to be filthy rich and constantly having people tell you how wonderful you are, and you know darn well that they're just doing it because you're rich. That's a tough, and I've had to put up with that as a person that for 18 years had to help very famous coaches, very famous athletes. I had to help them through the I don't know what you'd call it, but the get away with not taking themselves too seriously. Because the second they started taking themselves seriously, they got in trouble.
We'll call it egotism, you mean, yeah.
And I think they're smart people. I just can't imagine that they're going to think everybody loves them because they're nice people. That's not true. People love them because they have lots of money.
Yeah, to be truly loved is not easy. Only very few people can really love someone, I think.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Hopefully your children. Yeah. One's children, but I'm sure there are cases where that is not the truth. Yeah.
I would like to hear an interview with their children after, you know, I don't want to hear it now. They need to have their private time. But I would like to hear them talk about what they think went wrong. Kids know more about their parents than their parents know that they know.
Yeah, but one thing that's interesting is that you can have loads of money, it does not guarantee you're going to be happy. That's for sure.
And matter of fact, I think it's a detriment to being happy.
Yes.
My wife and I, last night, I told her, she walked across the living room and I said, you know, you're really beautiful. I love you. And it shocked the heck out of her.
Really? Oh, yeah. It's wonderful you do that, though.
Well, I don't do it very often. That's why it shocked the heck out of her.
So what got into you? You took some medication?
Well, hey, you know, I have changed my medication a little, but I don't think that was it. I think, you know, I'm happier without a lot of money, quite frankly. Money's never meant much to me, so that.
No, money. Look, being a college professor, unless you're really a famous person, and I thank you for putting it down to famous progressive professor. I laughed when I saw that, but I'm not famous. I'm just somebody. Yeah. But I'm just saying that there is something about about being someone that doesn't really think about money, because going into education is not a field you're going to make a lot of money at, unless you're one of those rare professors that becomes a national figure, and I never was that. So, but I just like what I do. I've always enjoyed it. I'm finishing 49 years of teaching. Wow. If you go by my first experience in a classroom, it started in June 72, so it's 49 years next month. So I'm starting my 50th year as a professor, and I really enjoy it still.
Yeah, that's wonderful that you enjoy it, and you probably be better because you enjoy it. I know when I was doing substitute teaching, if I was enjoying what I was doing, I was far better at it than when I had to teach those middle schoolers.
Well, middle school is a very tough age.
Oh,
but what's interesting, this year I've been teaching remotely. Next year I'll be back in the classroom. So people see me on Zoom, but they don't see me in person. But I had a lot of people, after the grades were in, thank me and say how I inspired them on the subject of the presidency. I really got them fascinated. They learned a lot. Really nice things, and they didn't have to do that.
Yeah, but you talk about presidents getting killed a lot.
That's what you're an expert on. That's a long time. The last time that happened, of course, was 1963, and the last time a president was directly threatened was Reagan in 1981, and that's 40 years, and the last time a person left office was Nixon in 74, and I've always pointed out that this is a very long time without a death or a shooting
or someone
leaving. It's 60, 50, 40 years. That's never been true in the history of the presidency, so it makes you a little nervous about it.
Oh, yeah, don't jinx us, okay? Now, one of the really frightening things I remember when Obama was elected, I thought that somebody would try to kill him.
Now, well, he had more threats than any other president since Lincoln.
That's what I was going to ask.
As I reported my chapter on him, yes. Yeah, he had a lot, but nothing direct. The closest was when this one person got into the White House. I don't know how he did.
Yes, I remember.
They were not home, but he was wandering around inside the White House, and they found him. But they had been away that day, the Obamas. But can you imagine that?
Yeah, no. If I recall correctly, they had infrared cameras following him through the White House.
But he got into the White House. There was something wrong with the Secret Service. Secret Service has declined. It needs a lot of reform, I think, because there should not be any errors at all, you know.
You wouldn't think so. That's a good thing, though.
And that was in 2014, that incident. The last thing I was able to report before I published my book in 2015, that this man was in there, and he was starting to go up the stairs to the private areas of the White House. And can you imagine if Obama or his wife or his kids had gone upstairs and discovered this intruder there, and nobody was nearby? I mean, my God, you know, that would have been a worse tragedy than any other incident in history, right in the White House itself.
Yeah. That would have been horrible. Now, have you been fortunate enough to go into the White House?
Yes.
Isn't it wonderful? Yeah. I've been in there three times. I actually sang in the White House once.
That's nice.
Yeah, the Soldiers Chorus sang there once. And I've sung in the Pentagon. And I've sung in NSA.
I'm curious, when you were singing in the White House, what year was that about? Which president was it?
It was in 69...
So it was, I guess, Nixon, because Johnson left on January 20th, so it must have been Nixon, right?
It was Nixon.
Did you get to meet him, or he shook your hand or said hello?
We just sang, and he nodded to us. And we
were right near him, huh?
Yeah.
How do you look in person?
Shocking. You know, now, I've been on stage with President Biden twice, because he came here twice, and for some reason or other, they decided to put me right behind, you know, they grab a certain number of people to put them right behind the speakers.
But this is before he's president, right?
Yes, this is when he was running with Obama. And
in
08 and 12. We were put right behind Vice President Biden at the time, and he looked better than I thought. But most of the people that I've been close to on stage don't look nearly as good, because you're up close and you can see that they've got makeup on, and it almost always looks a little fake. Now, I never got close to President Obama. I can't imagine that he wore a lot of makeup, just because he was always very athletic and always, you know, working out and stuff like that. So I'm guessing he looks the way he is. But his hair
did not look so good, even when he just came in the office, huh?
I'm sorry?
So Nixon did not look particularly good even when he was first coming into office.
He looked, well, and that day, the day that we sang for him, I'm trying to remember what we were singing. Oh, I can't remember what we were singing for, but he had been doing a lot of things that day, and he just looked flat out tired. I mean, he looked exhausted.
He was brand new in office. Wow.
Yeah, he was new in office at that point.
He was only 56 years old, boy.
He never looked that young.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always looked older.
Yeah, I'm curious, did you admire him at that point? Did you think he was happy about it, or you did not even like Nixon then?
Well,
you didn't have an opinion.
Initially, I liked Nixon because my family was all Republican, and I liked Eisenhower,
mm-hmm.
But it didn't take me very long to not like him. I didn't like him right from the beginning, right after he got elected, and for some reason or other, I always felt kind of questionable whether he was a straight-up guy. I don't know why that was.
But. And I never recovered from Hubert Humphrey, my hero, not winning in 68 against him.
Yeah.
And that's because George Wallace muddied the race a little bit,
sure
too.
He did, yeah.
And
yeah.
The thing I've said to people is I said, George Wallace was a threat, and he won, you know, after all, he did win 5 states and 46 electoral votes. But who would think we would add 50 years to that, and we would have a George Wallace in the White House for 4 years from New York City?
Absolutely, yeah.
I could not, because I think George Wallace looks mild compared to Donald Trump, you know?
Well, Wallace was not afraid to tell the way he truly believed. I think Trump just told whatever lie bounced off his head at the time. So,
yes.
I think Wallace was an honest bigot. You know?
And he also did change after he was shot in 72,
yes,
which I reported in the chapter on
yeah,
Wallace,
yeah.
A presidential candidate who was shot. He changed and he apologized and became in favor of civil rights. It changed completely, and he went back to being governor of Alabama, and although Alabama is not a liberal state, he was a liberal candidate against a Republican, and he won, of course, in a wheelchair. But he actually did change his whole tune. He wanted forgiveness for what he had done, which Donald Trump will never do that.
Wasn't his wife involved in that change?
His second wife. His first wife was governor for a while and then died.
Yeah.
The second wife, I think, did have something to do with that. Yeah. But the point is he met up with Jesse Jackson and with others, and he asked for forgiveness, and he started to, he really changed his whole, I think his being shot and paralyzed made him understand a disability, a handicap.
Yeah.
I think it really helped him, you know.
It's amazing when you get slapped in the face with facts what they might change you to do. Hey, I've got to ask you this question, because I just, I did have this written down. I don't know why I'm going back to your governor. DeSantis has decided that he's going to wait till January of 2022 to fill a Democratic congressman's seat.
Yes, and
how
I think that's outrageous.
That?
He should not be able to do that. He's denying the people of that district, heavily African-American, of course,
yeah,
in this case.
Of course.
Latino, but whatever. You know, they have to wait all those months. So, and they, of course, that means one less vote for Nancy Pelosi if there's a close vote on anything in the House.
Yeah.
And I think that should, I wish there was a way to overcome that. That should not be so. He's abusing his power. It should not be that long. It should be coming within a few months. You know, he died a month ago, the congressman, and he should be replaced, you know, within like 3, 4, 5 months, which is the norm, not wait 9 months, you know.
Well,
so yeah, he's an outrage. I don't know how anybody can think this man is decent. He's not.
Yeah, speaking of, well, I've lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you about another abuse of power there. But where do you think, and now I noticed that the fake counting of votes out in Arizona. Now said it's going to go beyond the 16th of May. They have to get out of that venue on the 16th of May because they have several high school graduations and college graduations.
Yes.
And then
I'd say $150,000 or whatever it's being cost, it should not be the cost of taxpayers in Arizona.
It absolutely shouldn't. No,
it's
it should
outrageous.
Be the Republican Party's kick. Yeah, I mean, they should be paying for it, don't you?
Yeah, also in Florida now, they're making it more difficult to vote. It's going to affect a lot of Republican senior citizens who wanted to vote by mail. They're actually hurting themselves, the Republican Party, with all these different states trying to make it harder for people to vote. They're going to end up, it's going to hurt them in 2022.
Well, I think it's going to hurt them PR-wise. That was my old business, PR. And they've done a lot of things. things that I can't imagine are going to help them on their public image. And
especially with Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, wants to be Speaker. He is atrocious.
Yeah.
He's attacking Liz Cheney and now Elise Stefanik of upstate New York, who's only been there a few years in her 30s, is willing to step all over the corpse of Cheney in order that she could be the woman to replace her, because they realize you need to have a woman replace a woman.
Yeah.
Suddenly they're concerned about women, but they have never cared about women's rights all along, you know?
Of course not.
It's just obnoxious. It really went down. It was John Boehner was bad, but Paul Ryan was worse, and now, although he's not yet Speaker, hopefully he won't be, McCarthy makes them look good. It keeps on getting worse.
I don't understand. How in the world is this fight between McCarthy and Cheney ever going to end? I mean,
well, she's going to be kicked out as the third-ranking Republican and the conference champ person.
Yeah, but
and
what
Elise Stefanik will replace her, I guess.
What difference does that make? It's just a title, third highest.
Well, because it is one of the leadership positions, so. But so obviously they should have somebody within the leadership who doesn't agree with the others in the leadership. Democracy, right?
Well, now, isn't leadership based on what you do, not how you get voted? I mean,
well, because she voted to convict on impeachment charges.
Yeah, I understand that. But she could lead people without being the third in command, I think.
Well, she's still going to be a congresswoman until the next election, but now she's going to have a real battle in the state of Wyoming, which is the smallest state, and it's a statewide House district. She probably will have trouble getting reelected, unfortunately. You know, it's going to be a Republican seat, but probably she'll lose the primary. But now there's talk she might run for president if that happens. Be one of the many, many Republicans, but a different kind of Republican on the issue of Trump running in 2024. Who knows? Maybe she would have a future as a nominee, although I'm not going to vote for her, and, you know, I'm not a big fan of her. Yeah. I don't like her father, but at least I admire her principle. That's the only thing.
Her father, the guy that couldn't shoot straight. Anyway, I think that most of the people that I listen to say, most of the Democrats that I listen to say, she's a respected person because she stands up for what she believes.
Yes.
Even though most of my Democratic friends say, I don't believe what she believes.
Well, I don't either.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm surprised that Dick Cheney has not spoken up. I guess he didn't want to get in the way of his daughter, but I would think he would speak up, but he has not spoken up. But
he's,
you know, and
he's busy.
Many people think of him as Darth Vader, you know, from Star Wars.
He's busy trying to load his shotgun.
Maybe he should invite Trump out to go hunting.
Yes! That would be interesting.
That's a thought that just came to my mind.
Well,
I didn't mean to do that.
We're down to a minute and a quarter. So what do you got to tell us before we get you out of here and for next week?
Okay, well, I did publish an article that I sent you
on
History News Network about comparing Joe Biden to Robert Kennedy, because right behind Joe Biden on the right side of the photograph when he's at his desk in the Oval Office is a Robert Kennedy bust. It's out of all the things he has in the Oval Office, the bust and the portraits, that's the one you always see when he's sitting at the desk. And he does have a connection to Robert Kennedy, and they were both born different years on the same day, November 20th.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that article talks about how Robert Kennedy was transforming from being not concerned about people as much as he became at the end of his life, and Joe Biden has moved to the left much more than he ever was. So that's an article worth reading.
Okay. Well, we're down to the last 15 seconds. I hope you have a wonderful week, and take care of yourself down there with that wonderful governor of yours.
Oh, my God. I admire your governor much more because he has some principle.
Yeah,
much
he does that.
Anyway, thanks so much. Look forward to next week.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The talk